Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited to have you join me again this week. I have another author interview that I'm excited to share with you. I wonder how your August is going. I can't believe it's August. I keep thinking that it's earlier in the summer than it actually is, and every time I realize it's actually mid-August, my brain sort of malfunctions a little bit. So I hope you're having a better sense of time than I'm having, because I seem just completely confused as to what time of the year it is. But that's beside the point. This week I interviewed author Mary Ann Marlowe, who wrote the book Some Kind of Magic. And this book is a lot of fun. Let me read you the description on the back of the book. It says, "Biochemist Eden Sinclair has no idea that the scent she spritzed on herself before leaving the lab is designed to enhance pheromones, or that the cute, grungy-looking guy she meets at a gig that evening is Adam Copeland. As in the Adam Copeland, international rock god and object of lust for a million women. Make that a million and one. By the time she learns the truth, she's already spent the amazing, incredible night in his bed. Suddenly, Eden, who's more accustomed to being set up on disastrous dates by her mom, is going out with a gorgeous celebrity who loves how down-to-earth and honest she is. But for once, Eden isn't being honest. She can't bear to reveal that this overpowering attraction can be nothing more than seduction by science. And the only way to know how Adam truly feels is to ditch the perfume, and risk being ditched in turn." So, Adam and Eden, don't think that's not brought up in the book, that combination of names. So this is a romance. It is what I would call a beach read or a vacation read, or a book that you just escape into when you want to have a few moments, not a few moments, but when you just want to read something that helps you to escape, that takes you to this fun world where you can live someone else's life. There's travel, there's romance, there's humor, there's all of these great things. And this book and this author were recommended to me by author Kristen Rockaway, who was also one of my interviews a couple months ago on the show. And she's also fabulous. And actually, this book reminded me a lot of Kristen's book, The Wild Woman's Guide to Traveling the World. Not because the plot is similar or the characters are the same, but because they have some similar themes, in that you have women main characters, female main characters, who are very particular about where they see their life going, about what kind of men they think are appropriate for themselves. And, you know, they're both romances, so it's not giving anything away to say that there's romance in these books. There's a relationship in this book that Adam and Eden end up having. But both of the women in these two books find men that they don't think are right at all. They don't think they should be compatible at all. And they think maybe they'll just have this fling and, you know, no big deal, don't worry about it. But they begin to see the world in different ways. Not because they find a man who changes them, but because they start experiencing things in ways that they'd never experienced them before, which opens them up to new possibilities, opens them up to seeing the world and their lives in different ways. So they come to learn some things about themselves because they have opened themselves up to these new relationships. And some of that happens here with Eden in this book. She has a checklist of appropriate things that will be appropriate. She has a checklist. I just lost my train of thought. I do apologize. She has a checklist for the men that she meets, and they need to check off certain boxes in order to be appropriate. And when she first meets Adam, he pretty much meets none of those requirements. She can't check off any of the boxes. And she would normally just dismiss someone like that in a relationship like that. But she finds herself in this relationship, and it starts changing the way she thinks about some other things. So it's not, like I said, it's not because they find a man and the man rescues them, or the man changes them, or the man, you know, just swoops in and makes their life different. It's because they open themselves up to possibilities that they hadn't thought of before. They stop being so particular in certain ways and start seeing the world in a different way. So, like I said, this book is fun. It's full of humor. It's full of silliness. It is full of romance, and I really enjoyed it. So it's I was reading it on the train going to work every day, and it was just, it made the train ride that much more enjoyable. I mean, I just got to escape into the silliness, the flirtiness, the fun of this book. So I highly recommend it. But enough out of me, and we're going to let Marianne talk about her own work. So let's turn now to that interview with Marianne Marlowe, author of Some Kind of Magic. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
So to get started, I would love for my listeners to just get to know you a little bit. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing would be great.
Okay, sure. So I have lived in a lot of different places. I grew up mostly in the Midwest, but by the time I was in high school, my parents have moved us to like 6 different states, and they also moved again while I was in high school, so that makes 7. And so I kind of grew up with a sense of, you know, moving around, not really having a from, not like most people have. And, you know, I developed a love of foreign languages, foreign countries, and that became sort of my primary interest. I studied up to a doctorate in French before I decided I wanted to change careers and go into computer sciences, which I did. I've been doing for about a decade now, maybe 15 years. I've been writing programs. And my interest also shifted then towards, like, music, and I started building lots of music fan sites and music blogs and forums, which becomes important when we start talking about my book, because it's about a musician.
So. Mm-hmm. What types of genres of music do you like?
I won't say I like everything. I like a lot of different genres. I'm pretty open. I like hard rock. I like indie, acoustic. I'm listening to a lot of reggaeton right now,
Spanish,
because I'm learning Spanish, and I listen to all kinds of stuff. I'm not a big fan of current country, but I like old style country.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Fun. So, what made you then transition from, I mean, French to computers to music and then to writing?
Well, you know, computer programming is a language, you know. It's not that big of a leap. It's a foreign language where you write your own. You make up your own vocabulary, but it has a grammar. So there's a logic there that makes sense to me. I was just I'm a curious person. I was very curious about how computers worked, and I just started kind of doing it on my own and trying to figure it out. And eventually, it turned into a job. Ended up working in Wall Street, writing trading programs for a while. And then the music is, my brother is a huge, like, he's got like terabytes of music. He said he'll never be able to listen to it all in his lifetime.
Wow.
And he got me radio. I was a radio DJ for a while in college, and it just sort of seeped in that I just really love music. And I started following musicians around and getting to know them and supporting them and going to small clubs and hanging out with other people who love music. And it's just a scene, and it's exciting, and it's good to be, you know, I like to be able to support other people that are trying to make their lives creatively. So I just started writing I have the ability to do it, so I started writing websites to support different people. And, you know, it grew into communities where different people, they still are friends with each other because of these communities built 10 years ago. That's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. So I can see actually a lot of similarities in what you are talking about with some things in the book. So give us a little bit of an overview about the book, Some Kind of Magic.
Okay, well, this book is about a biochemist who goes out one night unaware that she's wearing a test product from her lab, which is intended to sort of work like a love potion. It's a pheromone perfume intended to attract the opposite sex. And she ends up meeting a guy that turns out to be a rock star, like a world-famous musician. And when she puts it all together, she's not really quite sure whether she's attracted him due to, like, real chemistry or, like, chemistry. So, yeah. And that's the crux of the story, is that she's hooked this guy who's, you know, out of her league, and there's a real possibility that the reason for it is based in something that she needs to, confess.
Let me interject here real quick to say that we do have to take our first break of the podcast, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more of my interview with author Mary Ann Marlowe.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are going to jump right back into my interview with Mary Ann Marlowe, author of Some Kind of Magic. Okay, and so it combines, actually it combines some of the things you've already talked about. There's some travel, there's some, you know, there's music, obviously. Did you use your experience writing the music forums? There's a lot of that. The main character, Eden, spends some time in the book going on to music forums.
Yes, definitely. The music forums is like something I know really, really well. As I said, I built forums, so I've spent a lot of time hanging out in them, and I've built them over different iterations where, like, they get different people, and yet they all have sort of the same lifespan. Like, they all kind of grow the same way, and so I've kind of observed how that works, and it definitely played a part in how I built this, because I kind of identify with the character in the book who's known as Pumpkin, because she has an alias, and she's the admin of the forum.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of see myself mostly in that character.
Okay, yeah. And I was actually going to ask you about any autobiographical elements in the book, but I think you've kind of covered a bunch of that so far. So talk about a little bit about writing in general, writing in this case, not fan or music forums or blogs or those things, but about novels. When did you start writing fiction?
I started writing fiction in 2013 is when I started writing novels. I studied literature, you know, like I said, because I went to my doctorate in French, so I was studying books as a reader. Mm-hmm. And I was writing, because I was writing all of these forums for, you know, the blogs and things that I wrote about music. So I was writing and writing a lot, and it would disappear into the ether. And that's, you know, that's disappointing. After you've spent all this time writing, that it's just gone and nobody cares anymore. So I started writing short stories with a friend of mine, and that grew into this interest that I wanted to write. I wanted to write this novel that was going to be a zombie love story. And I went to this music festival, and I met this musician there, and I started talking to him about it, and he was just, you know, he was really great about talking about creativity, and he gave me some tools, some different people to read. And then I thought about it some more, and I ended up meeting another musician who I was working with him on some of his demos, and he was in a kind of creative slump, and he suggested that I read Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott, which really triggered what started me writing, because that book is, it really gives you the tools to just start. You know, you aim for perfection when you're writing, and you won't get anywhere. So it also happened that NaNoWriMo was that year, and it was like coming that month that I was talking to him, so I decided I would try it. And I sat down and did the Nano for that month, and I wrote like what would end up being a women's fiction, not the zombie story. Because the zombie story actually, it turned out to be Warm Bodies. It was already written.
Okay.
So I was, dang, can't do that. So I started writing with Anne Lamott. One of her things is to basically, you know, you write what you know, and that's a common thing. So I started out writing something that was actually more familiar to me, which ended up being like a story about people that I knew and just sort of a what could have happened situation. And that novel is actually, I haven't done anything with it. It was a practice novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me how to write a novel. It taught me, like, I could write one, that I could finish it. It taught me a lot about the revision process, because when I was done, I had 127,000 words, and I discovered that's not, you know, that's too much. So I learned how to pare that down. And so I spent the next year, I wrote another novel before I wrote the one that ended up getting published. And again, a lot of this was more mere curiosity. Like I said before, I'm really curious about things, and I just wanted to kind of know like what all this was like, what the experience was like to continue on with this. And you know, I got into kind of contests looking for agents, and I just kind of ended up falling into this writing world. The writing world is a really, really great place. I mean, it's filled with all kinds of crazy people that are into this, and it becomes sort of obsessive and addictive.
Okay.
So I just continued on with it.
Okay, and you've continued on with it because this book, Some Kind of Magic, came out in January, right?
Right.
And you've got another book coming out in November called A Crazy Kind of Love, and it seems as though it's a bit of a continuation of the world of Some Kind of Magic. Do you want to talk about A Crazy Kind of Love a bit?
Yeah, this is a companion piece. It comes from a character who's in Some Kind of Magic, which is the brother of the main character in Some Kind of Magic. His name is Micah. And Micah is a bit of a publicity whore, and he ends up meeting a girl, the main character, Josie, who is, she works as paparazzi, but mainly to pay the bills. She really wants to become a photographer of, you know, more artistic work. But she's doing the paparazzi thing, and she's not very good at it, and she meets Micah, and they click. But neither one of them is quite sure what the interest is of the other, because obviously Micah is interested in the paparazzi, and she's interested in celebrity. So there's this bit of a mistrust between them in terms of that. And she ends up discovering a secret that could basically propel her career forward, or it could also ruin the relationship she's got going with this guy.
Okay. And that, so what's the date in November that comes out?
The 28th.
28th. Okay. Thank you. And are you working on anything right now? Anything new?
Yeah, I have a novel I'm working on. It's contracted. I don't have a date of release on it yet. It's a small town girl who works in a bookstore, and she's also an author. And her first book is coming out. This sounds familiar, right?
Yep.
She ends up getting a terrible review in advance of the release, and on a ill-advised drunken night, she responds to it and writes an email back to him, a pretty nasty email, and it starts an exchange between the two of them where he basically accuses her of not having enough romantic experience, which is advice that she decides to pursue. And so it ends up becoming trying to date the various people in her life. And one of them may be somebody that she's emailing with.
Okay. That sounds fun and interesting. In terms of writing, do you keep a schedule? It sounds like you're pretty busy with lots of other stuff in life. Do you try to keep a schedule?
I don't write every day. Mm-hmm. I write in bursts. I try to take months off where I read a lot, or I revise. And but I usually write, like, just because I did Nano first, I tend to be a fast drafter, and I like to write, like, I usually draft in like a month to 6 weeks. And then let it sit, and then try to pull it all apart and work on it over several months in terms of revising.
Okay.
So my writing schedule is usually maybe 1 month out of three.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a favorite place that you like to write?
I have my porch, and I call it my fake internet cafe, because I don't want to go to an actual internet cafe, but it's like I pretend like I'm there.
That's awesome. It sounds like an introvert's internet cafe.
Yeah.
I love it. So you said you like to take time off to do some reading. What do you like to read? Do you have favorite authors?
I read a lot of different things. Right now I'm reading a lot of romance because I want to make sure that I'm up on, you know, what's going on. And I read a lot of things that are unpublished because I have a lot of friends that are writers. But my favorite books kind of span lots of different genres. I mean, my favorite books are Dangerous Liaisons, Game of Thrones, 1984, Lolita, Thornbirds, just lots of different things that I've, you know, that have hit me at different times.
Mm-hmm. And what are you reading right now? You said you're reading lots of romance. Is there anything that stands out?
Right now I'm in the middle of writing, so I'm not reading. But I just finished a book by a friend of mine, Robin Lee, called The Idea of You, which is phenomenal. And it's like a Harry Styles fan fiction for the over 40 crowd. It's really, really good.
Awesome. That sounds great.
It is time for our second break of the podcast, but don't go anywhere because when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about sex. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. As I mentioned before the break, we are now going to move into the sex part of the romance novel. So here we go. So this is, I'll just jump in. It's a little random, but it's something that I appreciated from the book. So it is a romance, and I'm not giving anything away when I say that the two characters, Eden and Adam, jump into a sexual relationship rather quickly, because they, you know, they do end up having the initial one-night stand. There is a... I love how there's a focus on condoms in this book.
Yeah, the condom chase. Yeah.
Yes. Was this more of a funny thing in the book, or was it a deliberate choice, as in, you know, romance novels need to have more safe sex?
You know, there's always a conversation about that, about how, you know, it needs to be like, you know, positive, consensual relationships, and you need to have, you know, safe sex. And so, yeah, I mean, part of that was on my mind, but I just kind of like, I tend to do things and push them too far, so I just decided to make it something funny.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it is funny, but it keeps coming up. So I like that you just kind of, it feels natural. It doesn't feel like you were really shoving that theme down anyone's throat, but it kind of made me laugh. So I appreciate
that. The thing I always laugh about, though, is that, you know, romance, you know, everything has to be, you know, you want to feel good about it. So no one ever asks about what happens to it afterwards.
I never thought about that. You're right.
I do. I think about that, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going there, but I mean, really.
And I think we as readers probably appreciate that you don't go there. That's awesome. Where can people find you on social media?
Okay, so I'm on Twitter all the time, Marianne Marlowe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Facebook group, and I'm on Facebook, Marianne Marlowe. So, and I have a website, MarianneMarlowe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those are where I have a new Instagram. I wouldn't go looking for me there because I'm not really good at Instagram.
Okay. And I've noticed on your, because I follow you on Twitter, and you do something with a lot of tweets with the hashtag Pitch Wars. And can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Pitch Wars is a contest that is held every year at this time. And it's one of the biggest internet writing contests around. It's huge. It's getting bigger all the time. It was mentioned in Writer's Digest last year. So this year, our number of submissions is like almost doubled, I think. But what it is it's a chance for writers to give back to other emerging authors, people that are looking to find an agent who have novels that are finished, that are polished. And we take on one mentor from a group of people who submit to us, and you know, basically apply for to be our mentees.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick one person to work with for 2 months, and we help them overhaul their novel in time for an agent round in November. And every year we do this, we get, I mean, it's incredible the success rate of people that come out of this contest.
That's awesome.
In terms of, like, one of the girls from last year told me, she's, I think her book is one of the high, I think it was the highest grossing book ever, like that she got for her advance, like the 7 figures. And this
oh,
is
wow.
not normal.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is not normal. It's not normal. I mean, most people end up, you know, they're still, like, they have to go into the query trenches and look for agents, but it's the success rate has been growing every year, and it's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's really interesting.
And I should mention that the contest is run by Brenda Drake. She started it. She's the founder, and she's an amazing human being who gives a lot of her time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like for people to know about your books, or really just anything in general about you or your books?
Well, I would like to say that my book, Some Kind of Magic, is not paranormal.
Okay. Oh, that's, yes.
I get a lot of that from people looking for some witches, and they're mostly all contemporary. I have this thing. I love to read fantasy. I love fantasy. It's like one of my favorite things to read, but every time I try to write it, I run into this thing where if I don't believe that it's possible, I can't write it. I need some kind of plausibility, so I end up writing all contemporary. But I would love to write a fantasy. It's like my dream. I keep trying to, and I actually tried to write a dystopian, but it's like the wrong time right now to be writing a dystopian.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes sense then why you were thinking about writing the zombies first.
Yeah, I love zombies. I love The Walking Dead. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, we watch it too. Okay, good. So I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I love the book. I thought it was so much fun. It's escapist reading, and I don't mean that in any kind of negative way. I mean, it's perfect for just jumping in and kind of getting lost in the characters and the story and enjoying something that is not my life. So I really, really enjoyed it.
That's exactly what I intended for. So that's good.
Great. So again, thank you so much for joining me, and good luck with A Crazy Kind of Love that's coming out in November. And I hope you have a great day and that your new book is going well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the chance to talk about it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to once again thank my guest, Marianne Marlowe, author of Some Kind of Magic that came out in January and Crazy Kind of Love that's coming out November 28th. If you are in the mood for a really fun book, you should pick up Some Kind of Magic, and then you should definitely pick up Crazy Kind of Love when it comes out in November. You've got some good holiday reading there to look forward to. Marianne is, I'm just going to say, awesome, because as I really listened to this interview, I realized how often I said the word awesome in this interview, and so I apologize for my overuse of that word, but I will use it to apply to Marianne. She's fascinating, isn't she? I mean, she's got almost a doctorate in French. She's studying Spanish. She has eclectic taste in music. She writes novels. She writes code. I might want to be her when I grow up, so... Marianne, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I would like to say another quick thanks to Kristen Rockaway for giving me great suggestions for authors to interview. She recommended Kathleen Barber, who I interviewed last time, and Marianne from today's interview. So thank you, Kristen. And thank you, listeners, for joining me for yet another author interview. I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am, because I love reading these books and getting to know a little bit about the authors who write them. Just getting to chat with them is so much fun. I am so lucky to be able to do that. I hope you'll join me again next week. I'm going to revisit a couple of books that I've already taught, or a couple of series that I've already talked about, at least the first part of, and update you on what I've read since then. So join me next week
for that. In the meantime, you can download all of our podcasts, as I always say, at our website, www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can find our podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, all those apps you use for your mobile device. And you can find us on social media. I would love to hear from you on social media. Who are your favorite authors? What are your favorite books? If you had a suggestion for someone I could interview, what would it be? Let me know. I hope you have a great week, and I hope you'll join me again next time. But in the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.